Coming up on the Real Ones Deserve podcast, we'll be talking about the topic, am I toxic? You don't want to miss this one, baby. Let's go.
Whoa, now. It's your boy, MD the Veteran, and welcome to the Real Ones Reserve podcast, where we talk about real things that need to be talked about. Disclaimer, I am not a licensed psychologist, therapist, psychiatrist, counselor, or any type of behavioral health expert. These are only my thoughts and ideas. With that being said, if you care to listen, do so with an open mind. Let's go.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy. It's your host, MD the Veteran of the Real Ones Reserve podcast. I hope y'all are doing wonderful on this Friday. I hope y'all feeling great that you're off from work or about to go to work, then get off. But hey, TJF, it is here. Thank God it's Friday. Before we get into today's show, man, please do me a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. At the Real Ones Reserve Limited Liability Company. And make sure you follow me on all social media, all platforms, Malcolm MD, the Veteran Turner. And make sure you look in the show notes to follow the links to everything that I just mentioned. So with all that being said, I hear somebody pondering, MD, what does it mean when you question yourself or ask the question, am I toxic? I think it's all our individual responsibility to ask such a question to yourself. That's such a real question. Everybody's quick to finger point at times and, you know, place the blame elsewhere. When, you know, we at times need to take a moment and reevaluate ourselves before we even put any blame anywhere else, you know? But just to give this subject a little more context and a little more understanding, is I'm going to read this definition by WebMD, and it's just a basic question. What is a toxic person? If you know someone who's difficult and causes a lot of conflict in your life, you may be dealing with a toxic person. These people can create lots of stress and unpleasantness for you and others, not to mention emotional or even physical pain. A toxic person is anyone whose behavior adds negativity and upset to your life. Woo, man. Hey, after reading that definition by WebMD, man, that's a lot of people then, huh? I'm going to read you guys one other article by Psych Central, published by Kimberly Drake. And it says, does someone in your life continually leave you feeling guilty? Leave you feeling confused, frustrated, or guilty? If so, you might be dealing with a toxic person. And she goes on to provide some information how to cope. And says the word toxic is used to describe a myriad of health, social, and environmental issues. From toxic waste to toxic workplaces, this buzzword is used so often that in 2018, it was named Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year. Oh my goodness. This article also goes on to read, a toxic person is someone who is subtly or outwardly manipulative, self-centered, needy, or controlling. That's funny because just to think about it, a lot of people are needy. So does that make everyone toxic because they're needy? I'm not saying I agree or disagree, but I'm just, you know, proposing another question to this definition. Like, I know, you know, back in the day when I was doing PT, before I became like a, you know, a NCO or whatever, when I was E1 through E4, I didn't always have the best attitude at PT. And, you know, I would get called out on it. And, you know, I was being toxic. I wasn't being a good sport. I wasn't being a good, you know, troop at the time. because I was out there trying to, you know, excuse me, get everybody else to be toxic with me, you know? And don't act like y'all ain't familiar with the expression, misery loves company. Toxicity loves company also. It's the same thing. So if you got toxic friends, they gonna wanna bring you on a toxic adventure. Like, let's be real. You know, if they life ain't going the best, some people will sabotage your life the same way. So if you're not careful, you know, that toxicity will slide on you, slip on you, you know. Now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. After, you know, reading these two articles and, you know, just doing some reflecting of my own life, I done been toxic a whole lot. A whole lot. And, you know, am I gonna be toxic sometimes moving forward? Yeah, but I hope to be way less than, you know, I have been previously. And some things I've done unknowingly, you know. So that's why it's important for all us to, you know, educate ourselves and to try to make ourselves better each day, because that's our individual responsibility, not only to ourselves, but to our loved ones, to get better each day and to improve ourselves, improve the way we see things, improve our perspective, and just become a better person from those things. Wrapping up today's show, man, I hope y'all really enjoyed it. I hope I gave you guys a little bit of something you didn't know previously. And I hope y'all have a great Friday afternoon, and I hope y'all have a great weekend. And as always, it's your boy, the veteran. So who you think you're better than? We'll be right back.